from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on vacation. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on this Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day
Friday Eve, babe. And it is Friday Eve.
Yeah. So is it officially Friday Eve because you said it twice?
Yes.
What's so Friday Eve about this Friday?
This week has to end. It's like, this week has to go.
What happened this week?
No, nothing. It's just life.
Back to life, huh?
After a while, it's like, woof. What's next?
Yeah. Shout out to the Potomac Pizza people yesterday. Outstanding fundraiser last night. Rashad came and did what Rashad does. Yeah, you know I mean, Rashad's always the second host at my fundraiser. I'm the host. He's host number 2.
Yeah, he's the co-host.
So he did what he does, talking a little baseball with the people.
Are you bartending or he's just hanging out?
No, he's who, me?
Yeah.
I was bartending. He's a man of the people. But he had a blast, though, man. We had an absolute good time yesterday at Potomac Pizza right there in Middle River. Rashad said, what part of Middle River is this? Is this the new Middle River? I always thought this was White Marsh. This is what Middle River is this? It's the outside of Middle River.
Yeah.
Outer Middle River.
We just changed the name, like Nottingham. Like, when did that become a neighborhood?
I thought that was always Middle River, though, where we were last night. I always thought it was Middle River. It's right off of 43.
You got me. When did Nottingham become Nottingham?
When they didn't want to be identified with Perry Hall.
Yes. It's like in here when they made Hell's Kitchen was Clinton for a while. Like, who's Clinton? Where'd you get this from? Now it's Hell's Kitchen again.
It is?
Yeah.
Got bad again?
Yeah, apparently. I don't
so
know.
Got bougie and became Clinton.
Yeah. They tried.
Yeah.
Now it's Hell's Kitchen.
You know, it's like my high school. They changed the name of it. Just because you change the name, don't change what it is. It's the same place. In fact, it's so bad now, I'm glad you dropped the name. I don't want to be associated with you. you thought you were going the other way. No, we're glad. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I got a question. So do you want to give up a 2-run home run or do you want to give up a 3-run home run?
Wow.
Which one would you want to give up? The 2-run home run?
Yeah.
So you walk Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge. And you gave up a 3-run home run.
Yeah.
So do you want to give up the 2-run home run or do you want to give up the 3-run home run?
Yeah.
You know, it's the famous question from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Do you want the window or the stairs? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm thinking, yeah, let me give up the 2-run home run instead of walking somebody before that man.
I think the Yankees got mad when they got embarrassed by the White Sox the other day. That's what happened.
Aaron Judge even said after the game, he said, you know, 3-0, did you see something you like? He said, no, I was just upset they walked the guy in front of me. You know, he said, they're going to ask you to swing the bat. You got to swing the bat. 3-0.
I mean.
Dude, how do you walk? I know that's Juan Soto, but that's Aaron Judge.
You know, it's not. It's so ridiculous. Not only has he got 43 home runs, everybody knows about the power. He's batting .333.
Yes.
The guy's having an incredible year. Why would you do that?
It makes no sense.
It's just like, okay.
None.
Now I know why you're in, you know, past last place.
Yeah, one of the worst teams for single seasons ever.
Ever. Yeah. Yes, you're 43 and a half games out of first. They've won 29 games. They've lost 93, and it's August 15th.
Wow. It's like, they're going to have 100 losses before 100. September.
Yes. They're lucky to break the Mets record. It's ridiculous. They could have 120 losses the way they're going. Unbelievable. They're just unbelievable.
You walk Juan Soto. Okay, that doesn't sound bad.
They should fire that manager.
But it does if you have Aaron Judge behind him.
Yeah.
The only time it's bad to walk Juan Soto intentionally, and let me get this straight, folks, for those of you who didn't know about it, they walked him intentionally, not just like,
yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
Hey, give him four, put him on, put that guy on. You do know who's behind him. Yeah, put him on still. But the Triple Crown candidate, but yeah, it doesn't matter. Put him on. We're going to pitch to him.
It's stunning.
The only way that makes sense is if you walk both of them.
Yes, you're
We're
right.
We're going to, hey, ball eight. We're walking both of them. The guy in the on-deck circle, put him on first and put the guy on the batter's box. And, come on, dude. This doesn't make sense. How'd you spend your Wednesday evening, Edward?
Home. I had things to do during the day, but I was home at night, and they just, you know, watch the baseball game, and that's about it. Didn't do else, did much else. You know, the time of the week, I'm just like, I've been trying to go to bed earlier, watch the O's, and go to bed right after they're done. Because it's just too much.
Really?
Sleep's really important. It's like, I'm not getting enough.
Did I tell you I took almost a 3-hour nap the other day?
No.
On Tuesday?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Normally, when I take a nap in the middle of the day, I put my phone next to me, just in case, you know.
Me too, yeah.
I did, and I slept through it. I got up. When I woke up, I had about 13 texts and about four missed calls.
Did you read any of the texts? Were they all in your 110,000 unread text messages?
I edited. I think I read seven of the
13. What are you up to now?
I'm up to, let me check. I'm up to 1,086.
Unread. There you go. I just find that so funny.
I know you do. Like, I know you do.
Okay.
Look at it, see who that is.
Yeah, I don't need to read this.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Your boy, Matthew Judon, gone to Atlanta. We're going to have Orlando Ledbetter on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. He's a Falcons guy. We got him on because the Ravens played him, but then all of a sudden they made news with a trade.
Yeah. And we could have had him, I guess. I guess they didn't want him. It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm still waiting. Still waiting for that premier pass rusher.
You think he's going to come?
I don't think so. I don't know, I mean, unless
you think he's already here?
No.
So you don't believe in the guys that they have here to be premier?
No. I don't think Van Noy will give us a decent season. But, you know, they could use a guy like Judon. But apparently, no.
I think if you get a guy like Judon, it's like getting a guy like Clowney. His presence gets sacks for others.
Yes. And Clowney served us well, man.
Yeah, served other people well. I think, and that's why I'm a little bit afraid of Van Noy, because I think Van Noy was a recipient or the beneficiary of.
I'm sure he was. I still like Van Noy, but I'm sure it helped having Clowney at the other end. I mean, and happy birthday to Matthew Judon today.
Yes,
he turns 32.
Yeah. Are you buying in the Zay Flowers breakout season? We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, Birds take care of business in Birdland last night and avoid the sweep. O's baseball up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 6:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed North, Rob Long, Jeremy Collins on vacation. Baltimore Orioles took care of business last night. Ed, how about, first of all, we got to talk about Dean Kramer. He goes six innings, giving up one earned run on five hits, 92 pitches, bringing his ERA under 4.5 runs a game. He looked good last night. He was spinning it.
Absolutely, he did. I'd like to see a couple of these in a row, though. This is the only problem. I like Dean Kramer. You can see he can do this, but it's just not on a consistent basis. I just want to see him. What are you saying? You know, the Ravens, we've got to stack wins. I want to see him stack some wins, stack some good outings. You know, quality starts where he doesn't give up any runs. He gives up one run and he makes it to the sixth or seventh, like last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, six innings, one run. That's what I'd like to see from him.
By the way, real quick, side note, mm-hmm. Wednesday night, 26,000 people at Camden Yards.
Wow.
On a Wednesday night, 26,479. On a Wednesday night. How about Cano, Perez, and Dominguez? They go three innings, yep, giving up no runs on no hits.
Yep.
Striking out two, walking one. That's what you want the back end of your bullpen looking like.
Yeah, Sir Anthony gets the save, and I'm happy because I don't think I'd trust Kimbrel right now.
Would you?
No. No.
If Kimbrel would have come in that game last night, man, I think my head would have exploded.
Yeah. So, you know, all of a sudden, again, another. Now, Dominguez looks like a good move because, you know, Kimbrel's just, I don't say falling apart, but he's falling apart. It's just not looking great. Not looking great.
I love the fact Slater goes 1-for-3 with a bunt single. He scored on the Gunnar Henderson home run. But I loved how, you know, Hyde brings in O'Hearn off the bench. He picks up a hit. You know, he didn't score. In fact, he came out for a pinch run. He didn't score. But that was, you know, being able to have that kind of depth to go to a guy like O'Hearn off the bench like that.
Mm-hmm. He's great off the bench. That's a hard thing to do. To just come in, you know, cold like that and produce. And I give him a lot of credit, man. Also happy Kobe Mayo broke his...
I was going to bring that up.
Okay, his hitless streak. I think that, you know, once you break the seal, I'm convinced a lot of pressure just is let out.
We can only hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. I mean, it's... I can't imagine going 0 for whatever. Finally breaking through, and then that's okay. I got a hit.
We can only hope. We can only hope. And I'm sure it's good having a guy like Jackson Holiday on the team to talk to him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, I know what you're going through.
Yep.
Been there before. That's what I was early on when
just
he brought
went
me
through
up.
It.
Yeah. I went back down. I settled down. How about you settle down now and not have to go back down? So I'm good. I'm glad they have a guy like that around. But speaking of Jackson Holiday, he picked up another hit last night as well, driving in a run. Give the Orioles some insurance run as they win four insurance run as they won 4-1 over the Washington Nationals. Those two teams tied with 2-2
yeah.
for the season. Split both series with the Nats winning the first game of both series, the Orioles winning the second. Birds now find themselves a half game back of the New York Yankees. Yankees 72-50, Orioles 71-50, even in a loss column, played one more game than the Baltimore Orioles. And to me, when you haven't played the same amount of games, that loss column is all important. You can make up wins.
Yeah.
You can make up those wins.
Yep. Aaron Judge became the first, the fastest player to 300 home runs in Major League Baseball history.
Thanks to the White Sox.
So let's intentionally walk Soto and give him another RBI.
You know, the White Sox, if the White Sox win percentage was a player, you wouldn't want him in the lineup.
238.
Yeah. The win percentage is 238. You are a struggling hitter if you're hitting 238, unless you got a ton of home runs.
I gotta wonder, like, what's it like to be on that roster right now? You're 43.5 games out of first place. You're going nowhere. We haven't won 30 games yet this season. How do you stay motivated?
You've been outscored by 252 runs. You scored. Oh, my gosh. They've scored 382 runs?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world? That's bad. That's a bad baseball team, man. And I know you don't make fun of them. Why not? Why can't we? Can't we make fun of them? They played 122 games. I got to do this math. 382 divided by, what did I say, 122?
Yeah.
122. Nah, man, that can't be right. That can't be right.
What?
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. They've scored over 3 runs a game. That's what they average.
Huh.
They average over 3 runs a game.
When they giving up.
That's it. They scored us. Do the math again. 382 divided by 122 is 3.1 runs a game, Ed, is what they score per game. You're not winning any games that way. It's just not. You got to go out there and win pitchers' duels all the time. Meanwhile, they give up 5.2.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the difference.
Yeah, but you got to win. If you score 3 runs a night, you got to win. All your games have to be pitchers' duels.
Yeah.
If that's what you're going to average, you want to have a winning record. You got to have the best pitching ever.
It's like they've given up 634
yes.
runs.
Yes.
You know the Rockies have given up 718?
Well, they're in Colorado.
They're in Colorado.
Yeah. You give them an excuse.
Air's thin.
They've scored 521, though. So,
yeah.
You know. They may give up a lot, but at least they score a respectable amount of runs.
And they've actually, they have a much better record. Still in last place, but a much better record than the White Sox.
And by the way, the Rockies giving up almost 6 runs a game. 410-583-1057 is the number. Eli's on call, on hold, wanting to talk about the Yankees for I don't know why. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. Bo's got to go in last night. I'm here to say that Kimbrough is no longer our closer. Just give it to Sir Anthony. And I turned, after the O's game went off, I was like, oh, the White Sox, they're up 2-1, top of the seventh. Let's see if they can win. The O's can get back to first place. I watched that game. It's his, I think Judge hit that home run. I turned that game right off. I went straight to biz.
Hey, Eli, they walked someone in front of Aaron Judge.
I know, I saw it.
I mean,
just couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on?
I don't care who's in front of Aaron Judge. You don't walk anybody to get to Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
What makes it funny is, like, the pitcher manager, he came out and talked to him, and then he still walked. I was like, this is going on.
To get to the guys leading the majors in home runs, RBIs, and second in batting average.
The only way I'm walking.
Let's get to him.
The only way I'm walking somebody in front of Judge is if it's Barry Bonds in his prime. That's it. You're walking somebody to get the Judge. Yeah, that's Bonds, you know. Yeah, that's Bonds. But even still, you're giving up a 2-run home run or a 3-run home run. Which one you want? It's just dumb managing.
Let's go for 3.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We'll talk some more baseball at 7 o'clock. Who's the dark horse baseball team you think wins it all? If there's a dark horse team, the winners are... Who is it? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock on the other side. Mark Andrews involved in a little vehicle accident yesterday. And he gave a public service announcement after the crash. Ed and I are going to weigh in up next on The Fan. 6:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Mark Andrews got involved in an accident yesterday, headed to the practice. Ed, you talked about, you said you think it was close to the practice facility?
It was near the facility.
Yeah. And... man, we've seen some bad accidents in our days, and this didn't seem like it was one of them. And John Harbaugh talked about it after practice.
Yeah, he's feeling good. I would say, you know what I would say about that? I would say, wear your seatbelts. You know, Mark wore his seatbelts, and that was an accident that happened, and it was pretty significant, I believe, and he came out of it with nothing at all, not a scrape. We're thankful to God for that, for him coming out of that safe, and for God protecting him in that circumstance.
Yeah, Mark Andrews says pretty significant. John Harbaugh talked about the importance of wearing your seatbelt. And I think, you know, you couldn't have a perfect pair, a better pair right now. Talk about the importance of wearing seatbelts, because I've seen both sides. I've seen some accidents that where it could have been a lot better if the person, the driver or someone else was wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
I lost a kid who played basketball for me. Because she got in an accident and she was not wearing her seatbelt.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen so much of that. And it's like, for the life of me, I don't get why people don't wear them.
I know.
It's not like it's uncomfortable. You don't even notice. Well, you just
too put, cool.
It's just like.
Too cool.
I guess. It's just, it makes no sense to me. I hate to, I love my father, but he's gone. But I mean, he was one of those guys. He'd go out of his way not to wear it. Like, he'd buckle it and not you, like, behind him.
So it wouldn't ding.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Just wear the belt. It's like, I don't know. But this sounds like, according to the news report, the vehicle damage was terrible.
Yeah.
But they're both fine. So again, you wear your seatbelt. You know, that's what cars are meant to crumple, to absorb all that impact and all that energy. And that's apparently what happened here, but they were fine.
I don't think I've ever asked anybody why they didn't wear the seatbelt. We'd love to hear that right now, 410-583-1057. If you're someone who doesn't do it, do you think people should? Do you agree though with being ticketed for not wearing a seatbelt?
Yeah, yeah. They don't do it as a primary, but I think yeah, I do, because it's like there's certain things you have to. If you're not smart enough to take care of yourself, someone's going to have to make you do it. Apparently, and that's what that is. You know, I don't know if the government should actually tell you to wear a seatbelt. You should be able to do it, but the problem is, we all pay for it if you don't. You know, if you choose to be irresponsible in an accident like this, you go through the windshield, which probably could have happened if it's as bad as it sounded. You have your seatbelt on, problem solved. If you don't, now it's like, you know, we're all going to take care of you because you're irresponsible. I don't like that. I just don't. It's like the motorcycle helmet laws. Like, my helmet saved my life. Like, why would you not wear one? I kept it from that crash. Mm-hmm. I still have it because because it's chilly.
I think I would too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's got a big strip of all the paint's missing from the top because they obviously hit my head, and it says John Doe. Didn't know who I was. Didn't identify me, and I kept that just to remind people. Like, yeah, this is what, and I had a little half helmet on, but it saved me. So I don't know why people don't wear them. I don't know why they're wearing seatbelts.
I don't get the seatbelt thing at all. I don't. The first thing I do before I turn my car on, get in. And put my seatbelt on. When somebody gets in the passenger seat, I tell them, buckle your seatbelt. Sometimes I can't see you in the back, but if you're sitting next to me, put the seatbelt on. And I love the fact that my car, if you sit in the front seat and you don't buckle that seatbelt, it will annoy the hell out of
you. Oh, mine too. Mine does it if I put groceries on the passenger seat.
Yeah, if it's too heavy.
So I have to buckle it to shut it up.
And I'm glad, you know, you got Harbaugh giving a little PSA here, because a lot of people trust Harbaugh, listen to Harbaugh.
Yeah.
It's just, it's simple. It's easy. It's not that hard to do. Donnie in Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say I totally agree with your seatbelt thing. I got a buddy of mine who doesn't wear a seatbelt. I don't know why. He's got one of those little, like, clips you can buy that, like, clicks in so you don't actually have to buckle your passenger seatbelt or your driver's side seatbelt. You can buy them online. It's crazy. Like, yeah, I feel like these things should be illegal.
Right.
the whole Andrews thing, I'm glad he's okay. You know, God bless, and then take care, gentlemen.
You do. Yeah, they do. They have them. I know a friend of mine who has that.
So they make something to defeat the seatbelt thingy?
Mm-hmm. Just slot it in.
Wow. Why? Why? It's like, I always tell people, you know, life's hard enough. It's really hard if you're stupid. It's just like, why would you do that? I'm answering my own question. There's a lot of stupid people out there.
Yeah, here it is right here.
Wow.
You see it?
Oh, it's got a little flag on it. How nice. They're decorative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake seatbelts.
Really?
Yeah. And they're cheap. They're cheap. And see, this one right here. Ending seatbelt alarm stop.
Yeah, let's end that. You don't want to be told to be reminded to put your seatbelt on.
eBay will sell you four of them for $9.39. You're not making this up.
Okay.
Somebody else will sell them to you. Light in the Box will sell you two of them for $7.99. Well, I get two for $7.99. You can get four for $9.39.
Yeah, you know? Get a bunch. Now, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Boom. No, man. I just noticed the one you said. They do have one with American flag. I didn't see that. American very flag. Nice. Hey, it's my right not to put my seatbelt on.
And that's exactly what that is. You can't tell me what to do. All right.
Oh, boy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We laugh about it, but, you know, it's like Ed said, it's stupid. It's dumb not to. It's not that hard.
Anyway, I'm glad Andrews is fine.
Yeah.
But it was close. It was a mile and a half from the facility. When I saw where it was, Lions Mill Road or whatever, that's the street I take to get to the camp.
This should be interesting, Ed. We're going to Baltimore for Anonymous.
Ooh.
What's up, Anonymous?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, so I'm telling on myself for not wearing my seatbelt, so I don't want to give my name.
Why don't you wear it?
I got a partially torn rotator cuff on the left shoulder, and most of the time I'm doing around the city driving where I'm just doing 35 or less. There's no reason for it. If I jump on the highway, I'll torture myself and I'll wear it.
So you think? Oh, so it hurts you to buckle it because of your shoulder?
Yeah, it literally puts a drag because I always I drive left-handed, typically drive manual cars, so I'm leaning up with my left shoulder a little bit, so that seatbelt tug just pulling back. Yeah, it's irritating.
But if anybody, look, I just had a shoulder replacement. I get your pain, but that's bad. You know that like you're doing 35. If you hit someone head on at 35, you're doing 70.
Yeah, all right. Quid pro quo. I'll take the devil there. I'll wear it for you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. He was honest about it. And I respect the fact he didn't want to give his name.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad he called.
Most people said, tell you that though, it's annoying, it's uncomfortable, it's this. Listen, with that injured shoulder that he's talking about, I would hate for him to get in an accident without the seatbelt. Seatbelt at least pull him back. You know, he has his injured shoulder's probably a little weaker than the other shoulder. He can't hold himself, fight the steering wheel.
No, I know. And that's the reason when I had the surgery, I had to take my car to Florida because it was like, you know, Celeste has a stick. That's the car I usually use when I'm down there. I couldn't use it with no right arm.
I love manuals.
Me too. So she's going to manual, and I couldn't use it because I only had one arm. So I get it. I get his problem, if anybody does.
Now, I think that, and I could be wrong, we're probably more reckless with vehicles than we are with anything else in life. We text and drive. We speed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We
get aggressive,
switch lanes, and not use blinkers.
Yeah, if somebody pisses you off, you cut them off and then slow down, and all the nonsense that people do.
Yeah, I think we are Americans at least are more reckless with vehicles than they are with anything else. Just not even realizing, or maybe you do realize it, but that's a that could become a weapon. I remember my first accident was a decapitation. One of my first accidents, a guy.
It's a way to get the first one out of the way.
Yeah, decapitation. Yeah. I see your shoulders, but yeah. I don't.
Lost your head.
Yeah. The guy did what you said. He basically used his vehicle to cut someone off and stopped in front of him, and bam, it was an accident. I was told at that time, write up the accident report and also write it as an incident report. Mm. Because it wasn't just an accident, It was an incident.
Yes.
Because he used his vehicle to basically assault somebody.
Yeah.
You know, so you had an accident report on one side, but you also had an incident report. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Our barbershop topic of the day at 7:15, but on the other side, pundits are saying that Zay Flowers could have one hell of a season. Are you buying it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Zay Flowers had a good season for a rookie, especially when you look at what the Baltimore Ravens receivers normally do, especially rookies receivers, I should say. And last year, I thought he put up really good numbers. I thought he would be a candidate for Rookie of the Year before the season started, offensive, that is, a candidate. He ended up on 108 targets, catching 77 of them for 858 yards and 5 touchdowns. What disappointed me about these numbers, Ed, was the 11.1 yards per catch. I thought he spent too much time early in the season throwing him the ball at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Which to me is a lack of imagination on offense.
Yeah. I mean, there's a time for that. There was, you know, game conditions, you know, defenses, if they show you something, if they're playing way off, that's fine. But not all the time.
That wasn't the case all the time.
Right.
Sometimes they try to get blockers out in front of him. Yeah. I just don't think he's that guy. Get the guy down. 11 point. He has to have more than 11 yards to catch that year.
Yeah.
He has to. The Athletic's Robert Mays predicts Flowers will break the franchise's single-season record for receiving yards for a wide receiver with 1,201 yards, which was set by Michael Jackson in the team's inaugural year of 1996. Think about this. Think about this for a second. 1,200 yards is the franchise record.
Is it really?
Yeah. 1,200. Wow. Now, you go back and think of all the what we thought were great years of Derek Mason. Derek Mason once caught 103 passes for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the record, franchise record, is 1,200. So how do you catch 103 passes and you don't have 1,200 yards? The year he caught 103 passes, he barely got over 1,000 yards. He had 1,087 yards.
Wow.
10.6 yards a catch.
Yeah.
Dink and dunk. And again,
he was a possession receiver. He had strong hands. He had big balls, too. That's a guy that played hurt.
Ed,
I mean, had his face broken and still played.
Ed, that was 10.6 yards a catch.
Yeah.
His career average was 13. That's 3 yards below his career average. Yeah, his career average was 13. Derek Mason wasn't always a dink and dunk guy, man. I mean, we can say maybe because back into his career, but no, Derek Mason wasn't always a dink and dunk guy. You look at the seasons that Steve Smith had here. He caught 79 catches for 1,065 yards, 70 catches for 799 yards. This team is just under Harbaugh. They were notorious for not going downfield.
No, I know.
People always talk about, oh, Anquan Boldin resurrected his career here in Baltimore. No, he didn't. His career was on halt here in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Anquan Boldin, the 2 years before coming to Baltimore, had 1,000-yard seasons. The 3 years in Baltimore didn't, and the 2 years after he left put up 1,000-yard seasons again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You talking about a franchise record of 1,200? I agree with Mays. Mays goes on to say, I truly think he has a chance to take the sort of step in his second season. I thought he was really good as a rookie, and I think they have a sense of how good he is and how different he is to the guys they've typically trotted out at that position. I think they feature him enough to potentially get into the ballpark this year. Listen to what he's saying.
I know. And if you read Anquan's stats, he could have done even better here, because when he was with the Cardinals, he played opposite Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Who obviously is going to get the majority of the catches.
That's why they were willing to trade him.
Yeah. But, I mean, you think now you leave there, you're playing opposite a Hall of Famer to, like, coming where you're the number one guy. Mm-hmm. You should be producing more because you can.
Now, the one thing Bolden did establish here, he established his career high in yards per catch one year. One year he had 15.6. That was a career high. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That is great. And a lot of that was just him catching and going.
Yeah. That is really good, though. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, that's 15.
And as long as that year was 56. 15.6, and as long as it was 56 that year. So, I mean, I think if you read into what Robert Mays is saying, Ed, he's saying that the same thing I'm saying. They don't throw the ball downfield. They don't do this. They don't do that. Maybe now they understand who he is. If you're saying maybe now they do, you're suggesting that before they did not.
That's exactly what you're suggesting. It's like, you know what's really weird is hearing these numbers, like with our receivers, like, you know, what do you have, 10 yards, yeah. 11 yards. And then let's just say, like, what do we always say? It's a different game. That's a passing league.
Right.
So why is this the case? Because one of my all-time favorites was Bob Hayes of the Cowboys.
Oh, man. That's
fastest man alive.
He averaged like 20 yards a catch.
I'm going to give you a couple here. His career yards per catch is 20 on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had seasons with 26 and 24 and 20.4, 21.8, 20. How did this happen? Like, this is, you're talking about a guy who played in the 60s and 70s.
They called him Bullet.
Bullet Bob Hayes. Yeah. 26 yards a reception. Come on, man. 20 yards a catch for career. What are we doing?
They knew how to get the ball to him in motion.
Apparently,
and we have guy. I mean, Zay Flowers got to do better. He has to put up better numbers than that. And I don't blame Zay Flowers. I blame the offense. We keep, you know, this guy and that guy's this guy's fault and that guy's fault. Folks, look at the offense since we've had Harbaugh. And that's what the offenses always look like. So why do we keep blaming coordinators and receivers and this guy and that guy? Why? I've often said, if you go into the AFC Championship game, if Pat Mahomes is here and Lamar Jackson is in Kansas City, mm-hmm. Kansas City still beats us.
Yeah.
They still beat us.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you flip the personnel, Andy Reid will get more out of that personnel.
Yeah.
The problem is here. And that's why I have a hard time. I hope Zay Flowers puts up those kind of numbers, but I know this team that I've been cheering for 20-something years. I know them. Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob, you know what? Good morning, first of all.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. hey, Rob, I want to say this real fast, right? I wanted to touch on the seatbelts, but I'm going to leave that alone. I agree with you. In the AFC North, right, I'm going to ask y'all a question, the whole panel, right? Ravens and Bengals. Don't y'all think the Ravens are still stuck in with the running game first? Because if you think about it, the Bengals and the Browns and maybe the Steelers, they all are caught up with the way, well, not even say the Steelers, but the Bengals and the Browns, they throw the ball out. I don't see that happening though, Rob. Because you say when I sat in trust the receiver core, somebody say like the Aguilar last year, or not saying the Pound did, but somebody mentioned that, right? I don't think the Ravens went out and still addressed the receiver core the way they should have had, and I still don't have no faith in Bateman. My thing is, that's the reason why a lot of receivers don't want to come here. And the question to you guys is this, real fast. Why are the Ravens still stuck in run first?
Harbaugh.
So how long, if we don't win this year, Rob, real fast, how long does Harbaugh be around? That's the question.
Shiloh, thanks a lot for the call, man. You can't get rid of John Harbaugh. I say all of that, and then I'll tell you, you can't get rid of him. Why? Because they win. He does one thing that 25 other teams in football every year are hoping to do, be relevant. Maybe more than that, maybe more than 25. He's consistently relevant. His teams are. So even though he has things about him, flaws that you don't like, that I don't like, I'd fight you if you fire him. I would. because he gives you a chance. I'm sorry. I can't guarantee Ed that the next man is going to give us a chance every year.
You can't. You know what you have. He's one of the top five coaches in the league. Again, they won 13 games last year. 13. What else do you want? I get it. We should have won the AFC Championship, but I mean, you know, he's not going anywhere.
Barbershop topic of the day at 7:15, but on the other side, we're talking baseball. We know about the Astros. We know about the Orioles and the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Phillies. But maybe even the Astros would be on the other side of the list. Who's the one dark horse team in baseball, Ed, that you think could win it all? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.